When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 4070?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
This week on KMOX, we've been talking about how to access, analyze, evaluate the media message that all of us, frankly, are bombarded with on a daily and weekly basis. I think the fact and figure was 11 hours a day, approximately, that most of us are using media. Julie Smith joining us once again, our resident media literacy expert and co-host with me of the What the Media podcast. One thing we haven't talked about yet is how this digital age has allowed all of us to really enter new creative spaces when it comes to presenting ourselves and information to people. So there is some excitement about that, that, you know, we can do things now that TV producers used to do.
And we can do them on our phones in 5 minutes, right? So we have an unbelievable amount of power. But it's also fun because so much of this is communal. I remember when I first got on Twitter, it was when the cobra had escaped the Bronx Zoo. This was years ago. And someone had created an account as the cobra exploring all the tourist attractions in New York City. And the hashtag was Cobra on the Town. And I remember thinking, this is so great. I'm being entertained by a stranger without any of these huge multinational corporations in the way. Like, there's a way that we can entertain and inform each other without these huge corporations. Now, that's a feature and a bug, right? Because we are being entertained and informed in many cases by people that we've never met and we don't know anything about. So we have to take all of that with a grain of salt.
But still, when you think of people's capacity now to tell their own story.
Right.
And to do it in creative, visual ways. It's really amazing just when you think of what high school kids can put together now and put on the internet.
Grade school kids, let's be honest, right? So it's wonderful to see all of these creative juices flowing. There's so many tools that we have now to create amazing media products. And so in many cases, the huge companies don't have the pull that they used to have because so much of what is consumed is user-generated content. And we can take part in current events by making memes about it or by posting about it. So everyone has a voice now, which is completely different than the way it was before the internet.
Well, and now we have platforms that are monetizing that, like TikTok and YouTube.
Heck yeah. Yeah, it's a wonderful business model because they don't have any production costs. We do all of the content creation for them and they profit off of it. And they also own the content once we upload it also, by the way.
Well, and you think about it from the standpoint of, let's say, an author. For example, they don't have to go through many of the contractual issues, the publishing houses, they can do it from their kitchen table.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we actually had a podcast about that.
We did. We did. And we had a podcast about memes, too, and how fun they are as a way for all of us to engage creatively in whatever current events are happening.
Does this help connect us better? In a lot of ways?
I think so. I think so. What we have to remember, though, is that a lot of this information we're consuming is created by regular folks. And I say regular folks like me. I don't have the journalism background that you do, but we have to be really careful about how we consume what we consider to be, quote unquote, news.
Great. Let's talk more about that at 7:22.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 4070?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.